USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Democratic-led House Committee on Foreign Affairs has subpoenaed Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for documents related to President Trump's interactions with the Ukraine president as part of its impeachment inquiry. The subpoena demands Pompeo provide documents by October 4th. On Friday, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says opening an impeachment inquiry against President Trump is about national security. Republican Senator of Texas Ted Cruz doesn't believe Nancy Pelosi is all in when it comes to impeaching President Trump.
I think Nancy understands that impeachment is a train wreck for the Democrats. She has been trying to hold back the hordes. And you know, watching her, it almost reminded me of a hostage video. I think she was blinking SOS.
Cruz, speaking on Fox News, also believes the impeachment inquiry against the president is a mistake. And your final numbers on Wall Street, the Dow lost 71 points to close the week at 26,820. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that have yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As the talks between General Motors and the UAW continue, General Motors is reinstating a key benefit for its striking UAW members. With the details, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
General Motors reinstating health care benefits for striking workers after last week saying it was no longer going to pay for health care while workers were off the job. A statement now says there was confusion over the issue, GM deciding to keep benefits in place for those striking workers.
Protesters are demanding protections for illegal aliens living in Chicago, while U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement is holding raids across the city. Chicago Mayor Democrat Lori Lightfoot also joined the protest.
We stand united with our immigrant and refugee neighbors, brothers, and sisters because it is the only moral choice.
Lightfoot did say, though, the city may work with the Department of Homeland Security on the raids. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
As the school year continues, every parent wants their child to be okay, to have friends, be successful, and feel comfortable in their own skin. But many children lack the important social and executive functioning skills that allow them to navigate the world with ease. Well, I had a chance to catch up with Caroline McGuire. She's the author of a new book titled, Why Will No One Play With Me? The Play Better Plan to Help Children of All Ages Make Friends and Thrive. And one of the things we discussed was how we can help children get out of their comfort zones and what we can do to model that for them.
The comfort zone, we as adults struggle to move out of our comfort zone, right? And so one of the biggest tips I have is that you as an adult need to model that and you need to do some things out of your comfort zone. So one of the things I'm doing, for instance, with my daughter is that I am going to run a road race, even though I would really rather not. Because that's something I've never done. I've always, you know, talked about it. And so I've asked her to do something out of her comfort zone, and I'm going to do something out of my comfort zone. And that is a really great way, especially with teenagers. They love that because they love to see you uncomfortable. And then the other thing is we talk about comfort zone. And one of the things I do with kids of all ages, and this is in Why Will No One Play With Me, is I draw a circle. And we just talk about what are all the things you do inside your comfort zone and what are all the things you do outside your comfort zone. And it's great because what they start to realize is I don't do much outside my comfort zone.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.